This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Obviously, the sand's running through the hourglass in terms of team getting into the season, and so we're working and working with urgency.
Tonight, it's the final dress rehearsal of the season. Who will solidify their spot on the 53-man roster, and who will become one of the future bartenders of America? Settle in over the next 3 hours as the guys get you ready for kickoff. Foley, Muller, Donnie Football, alongside our team of insiders and analysts. Black and Gold Game Day starts now on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
That's right. Wheat and chaff get separated tonight.
You want to be the wheat, not the chaff.
And Panthers. Lockheads. Butthorns, whatever you want to call it.
Buttheads and lockhorns.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chaff that's going to be on that field right around, I don't know, midway through the third quarter. It's going to be a field full of chaff.
A late summer rite of passage. Steelers and Panthers. Bob Pompeiani on the call. For years it was Edmund Nelson. Now it's Charlie Batch. 7 o'clock on Channel 2. Mason Rudolph, his thoughts on this game. Coming up in a little bit. Richie Walsh next hour. Ray Fittipaldo. He may or may not be in Charlotte. Who can tell? As we will break it down as only we can here.
Nelly P team. On YouTube. Boy, that intro was dramatic and kind of dorky. I disagree. Anytime you can get future bartenders of America in an intro for a game, you take it. You run with that opportunity.
Yeah. I actually thought this game was going to be mostly, if not all, future bartenders of America. But Tomlin is treating this game more like he used to treat the third preseason game when there were four.
Yep.
And less like he would treat the annual Steelers-Panthers game to wrap up the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
It more resembles, because I think teams have different strategies on this. Now that it's an odd number, it used to be pretty boilerplate. Starters barely played in the first game, play a little bit more in the second game, play the most they're going to play in the third game. Fourth game, get them all out there, and it's for the last final roster spots and the dudes that are going to get cut.
Third game was the closest to a real football game.
Yeah, and
used to be.
Sounds like this was going to be, and it might not because, as Tomlin said, when he previewed this game on Tuesday, that he needed a willing dance partner. And so he went up to Dave Canales, the Carolina Panthers coach, who said that he had a longtime porn addiction that he's thankfully gotten over, by the way. He's put that in the rearview mirror.
Seemed like it was actually like a pretty serious story with him.
Yes,
like
it did.
Pretty much almost wrecked his marriage and family.
Yeah. Couldn't stop watching porn.
I think it turned into like a full-blown sex addiction.
Yeah. Anyways, it sounds like Tomlin's not going to have two to tango here because
Canales is pulling the ripcord here.
He's sitting everybody down. Bryce Young. I remember Tomlin said something like, we're hoping for some Chuba Hubbard, the Panthers running back out. I mean, Adam Thielen out, Tet McMillan, I think out, starting offensive line out. They gave up more touchdowns and points than any team in NFL history last year. So it's hard to tell the difference between the starters and the backups on defense for Carolina. But same thing. So, you know, Tomlin ran into this the year that Kenny had his breakthrough in the preseason. A lot of those drives and stats were done against teams that just didn't put any stock in the preseason.
It was vanilla as vanilla gets against vanilla competition.
It was the Steelers' first team offense against sometimes third stringers.
Yep.
And it might be that way tonight. And Pompeiani was about to get on the team bus when he talked to us last hour and said he thinks Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr., he mentioned Isaac Seumalo. He thinks a lot of these guys are now going to get held out of this game. And it takes, I didn't expect Jalen Ramsey to play 30 plays, but I thought it would be cool to see him out there for 5 to 10. Pomp's take all week has been this defense had communication breakdowns aplenty last year. Iron some of those out in this game, even if you are going against Scribinos and Scribinskis. And I agree with that. I think some of that basic fixed.
Yeah, that basic stuff is stuff that actually getting preseason reps, even if they are against guys who won't be in the NFL, that's the stuff that has nothing to do with your competition. Which is the point. Are there things that both sides of the ball could work on that truly have zero to do with the quality of player across from you and even the quality of scheme they're running? And I think, yes, Zach Frazier. Love the guy, but snap the ball correctly.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Defensive communication miscues from last year. Now, maybe a lot of that they feel they alleviated once Minka got traded.
Yeah, Minka's been thrown under the bus so many times.
Right.
Like, his body is... like as flat as like a piece of gum that's been
glued to the
pavement.
It's like one of those Looney Tunes where the roller goes over the guy and then he floats up in the air off the pavement.
Right.
But to the extent that it might have been his fault, fine. I'm sure there were other things that went wrong. Make sure that you get them right. Like I am not asking for a lot. I don't think you are either. I think it's just like a pretty common sense thing to want some very basic rust being knocked off, understanding that it's football and doing so, there's always going to be a risk. You don't have Ben running the offense in his umpteenth straight year. You have a new quarterback. You have a center who has had some exchange problems that no one really is making a huge deal about, I feel like, other than me and you. Have you heard a bunch of people saying this is a big problem?
No, but they've all acknowledged that it's happened.
Okay. I mean, get out there and just get a little bit, you know, just dip your toe in there, man.
Donnie, opening thoughts on this game. You'll obviously be watching like most of Pittsburgh and every Steelers fan, even though they'll admit they don't really want to watch these games or put a ton into them, we all still at least tune in for the beginning of these games. What is the number one thing you are dialed in on for Steelers-Panthers tonight?
The Tepper Cup. I mean, I'm hoping, not that I'm holding out too much hope, but I was hoping that we would see Jalen Ramsey, some of these new guys actually suit up for the first time as Steelers. I mean, even if it's only for 5 to 10 snaps, just to see those guys out there and get a little bit entrenched in actual game action before we get to the regular season, that's what I was hoping for. I mean, it hasn't been ruled that those guys won't play, but right. I at least want to see some of the newbies in there.
Among guys then who you know, like for 100% certainty are going to play then, if I changed it to that, who would you say then?
I mean, that's kind of tough because I feel like the other guys we've already seen as Steelers, my interest is in some of the new players, and those seem like the ones we won't see.
Yeah.
Slay, Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, like those are by no means a guarantee. I'm excited to watch those guys if they do play. But all of the other guys that are going to play, we've pretty much already seen.
Well, I think Caleb Johnson needs to build off of what he did in the Tampa Bay game. And not
see,
have
how about
it
more than 50 yards from him? How about like he gets 12 carries and he gets up near 70, 75, or at least 31, I should say.
Still mixed reviews on him, even the better game against Tampa. Brian Baldinger was on his, you know, usual X's and O's social media breakdown videos praising Johnson.
Did you feel like watching it in real time, he could have made bigger runs out of some of those plays? That there was like a make a, one of the things you do to, when you draft a guy in the third round at that position is, can you make a guy miss in the open field?
I felt the number one thing I felt watching the game in the stadium was that, again, why does this guy keep trying to take everything to the outside? He's built to be more than just that. Get it up in there between the tackles and let's go.
I just
and
thought
some of those plays that did bounce outside did go for longer gains. But I haven't gone back and looked to see if there were, you know, interior holes that he missed. There definitely were in the first game against Jacksonville, for sure.
I just thought some of the plays where he had a wide open lane and had a huge space to, a bit of space to run near the line of scrimmage and would get to the second level quickly. I wanted to see him like turn, I guess, like a 12-yard run into a 25-yard run. The best run I thought he had in that game was one where he did bounce it outside because he needed to and beat somebody to the edge, stiff-armed a guy and got like 7 yards. That looked like a high-level running back play. The rest of them, I would have given it, like, I don't know, like kind of an uninspired beat.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At 3:15, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Coming up in 15 minutes, a special edition of PMT Power Rankings for our PMT Black and Gold Game Day special. We will give you the top five Steelers roster battles for tonight as they try to trim that number from 90 down to 53. And will anyone open eyes? Will Mike Tomlin care about anything that happens in this game? I saw Charlie Batch was tweeting out earlier that he believes he made a specific throw in the fourth preseason game 20 years ago that saved him from getting cut.
A specific throw?
Yeah, he put the video out. He said, if not for this play, I would have basically been given my walking papers, pink slip.
I mean, you would have to call that like one of the most valuable, literally valuable throws of his career.
Donnie, I feel like Josh Dobbs did that a few years ago in the preseason against Carolina. Remember, he was buried on the depth chart as like their fourth quarterback and he balled out. Something happened there with that.
And then that pushed, I want to say, Landry Jones off the roster?
Yep. Yeah, they flipped it.
I'm watching this batch play right now. Drops back, scrambles around.
Oh, I do how do I remember this play? God. Because we're sickos and we watch all these games.
I actually
and we pretend
remember
like
this.
We don't care or don't like it, but then we watch all 3 hours and we watch the post game.
Did
and then
he
we'll
hit
do a
Sean Morey with that? Who would have been 81?
Brown zone.
I think that would have been Sean Morey.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's right.
Sick behavior.
All right, so Mason Rudolph, no stranger to preseason games with the Steelers. Expectation is he will start tonight. Here are his pregame comments on tonight's matchup with the Panthers.
I'm expecting to play, probably. And just try to keep moving the ball, scoring points, and there'll be a few new wrinkles here and there, things we'll put in, and try to execute, score some points.
That's how these first two games went for you.
Because I was pleased. I thought we moved the ball well. You know, I think if we've been able to kind of had the whole receiver core out there, so it's been good to see guys like Roman Wilson step up, make plays, Scotty, Darnell, guys who maybe haven't had as much time out there, made some plays. So it's been good.
Is it hard to assess because you're not game planning, you're not doing some of the things that you would do in the season?
Hard to assess how.
Where you guys are at as far as an offense?
Yeah, it is hard. It's hard. I think 2023, I think we had the best preseason of all time. We scored, I think the first and second group scored touchdowns on a lot of their drives. Regular season's a different story, so it's always hard to gauge. But, I mean, I'm confident in our scheme and in the play caller and the guys that we have around us, so I think we'll adjust well.
With that being said, how would you assess the growth of the offensive line?
Great. It's a younger group with Isaac Samala not being there the last couple weeks. You know, the old head vet, and he's a big-time leader, quiet leader. The guys are doing well. I like kind of the rapport that Zach Frazier and McCormick have. They're both your gritty lunch pail kind of guys that drive the group. And then Rod and Troy have done a great job. Spencer Anderson, they're fun dudes to go to work with. They're my drinking group to go out with most of the time. So we've got a lot of good memories over the years.
Now, one more preseason game. Is there anything specific you're trying to work on or see?
No, I think taking care of the ball, obviously not giving it away, but that's always at the forefront. But continuing to... like I said, there's a couple new wrinkles, and it's always good to take those from the meeting room to the field and apply them and see what we like, and then you'll kind of glean through it and see what do we do best, what does Aaron like the best, what do the receivers like, and then you build your menu for week one.
How about the growth of receiver core? How do you feel like that's come over the span of camp?
DK's done a great job with learning a new offense, coming into a new city. It's only been one place his whole career, and he's been a joy to work with. He's ultra competitive and friendly. You never know. We've had some big personalities here at receiver before, and guys that I like, but they're flashy, and he's really not. And so I appreciate that about him. But the rest of the receivers have been great. Calvin's been had a little nagging injury, but he's fast as blazing fast, and he's a great player, smart player. Roman's done great. John and Pat, Brandon, Scotty. So it's been fun.
Mason, what about this ground game? The offensive line a little newer, and Caleb, as of right now, kind of looks like that could be that number two. And he's a young guy. He's a rookie. So how do you assess how this ground game's been?
Yeah, we'll see. I think Caleb's done a lot of good things as a rookie. He's learned a lot. I think it's slowed down for him the last couple weeks. I love the way that Lou, 3-5, has been running hard. Jalen is a tough-nosed guy. You guys know that, so keeping him rested and healthy. And then Kenny Gainwell's been great. He's a great pass catcher out of the backfield, very versatile. It's a complete group.
I like that Lou Nichols got a little love there.
Lou's been running great.
I have stuck around for all four quarters of these two games, and I concur. I think Lou Nichols has been the Steelers' best running back in these games. Trey Essex, who analyzes the Steelers for various platforms, social media, former Steelers offensive lineman, Super Bowl champ, said if you just remove pedigree and you're just grading these running backs based on how they've performed, he said, I like Lou Nichols right now more than I like Caleb Johnson. Lou Nichols had a run in the Buccaneers game that was longer than any run Najee Harris ever had in a Steelers uniform.
which isn't saying a ton necessarily.
His longest is 37 yards. By the way, Jim Harbaugh has a run longer than 37 yards in his career, his coach,
which
with
is
the
kind
Chargers.
Of, which is kind of wild. Trey Essex, did you see what he said earlier on Twitter about the O-line as a group? He kind of called out Pat Meyer, I think, indirectly.
Oh, I saw the thing he
about
was talking about.
About how Aaron Rodgers apparently chewed them out for not helping up Skylar Thompson, and how it seemed like he was implying that this has been a thing for a while.
And
that
the offensive line coach should be doing
that,
too.
They are not helping out quarterbacks after they get hit, running backs after a long, tough run. Like, you should be down there.
Yep.
You should be engaged in your work. I thought that was kind of eye-opening because it felt more like a shot at Pat Meyer than anything.
Mason has been here long enough. He gets it now. He plays to the crowd a little bit because he knows the room he's talking to. He said it. We had the best preseason of all time. I was here for that. I watched Kenny go 5 for 5. I had to listen to Filippone say he was destined to be a Super Bowl caliber quarterback.
A lot of scar tissue.
Let's
there.
Not. Yeah, but he's got a good sense of, he's got a good demeanor and sense of humor about it now, though.
You've done a total 180 on Mason in many ways.
I have.
You really have just like come around on Mason Rudolph.
Well, didn't you feel like he took a bit of a shot there at George Pickens and Deontay Johnson and maybe even Antonio Brown?
A bit? If that's a bit of a shot, I'd like to see what a large shot would be. That was a pretty obvious dig at those guys.
Donnie, what were your favorite?
Although he and Pickens got along famously because he got Pickens the ball.
Right, that's why I was a little surprised he said it like that. Donnie, what were some of your favorite pregame shots? When you would go with the Nasty Boys for your road trips, and you guys are going to do a shot pregame, what would be the shot of choice in that situation?
Oh, I feel
like, all right, we're about to clean up the tailgate and get going here. One more. Let's do one quick.
Well, there was the Crown Apple
Let's
guy,
do the
wasn't
cheers. Yeah, the Crown Apple
Remember
guy.
Remember the Crown
yeah.
Apple guy?
Yeah, I mean, the gravel lot, you had the guy with the lifetime supply of Crown Royal. I still don't know that dude's story.
But it was Crown Apple, right, specifically?
They had all the different flavors. They had apple, they had vanilla, they had
peach. Peach
the
is
OG.
A great one. Okay. What? So there's Crown Royal was available. But would that have been your first choice or preference in that spot?
There's also a time, it was one of our first road trips that we were all still in college, and one of the guys just brought along a bottle of, funny enough, because we love this song, Black Velvet. It was horrible.
That's incredible.
You know what?
That led to multiple guys throwing up on the spot.
So
how not me? I was close.
SoCo 100 is dangerous in that regard, too. If you could actually get somebody to make you a shot, though, I always feel like the last shot you take before you leave a bar, you don't go hard with like some sort of whiskey. It actually has to be kind of a girly shot, like throw a buttery nipple down or something like that. Something easy.
How about Rudolph saying he goes out and drinks with these offensive linemen? He's a
one of the boys.
Very likeable,
good camaraderie.
Very likable guy now.
I mean, you really do. It's astounding to hear you saying some of these things about him. Mediocre Mason.
I've retired it.
Do you
done.
Think? Do you?
I don't.
Think
I don't think I'll ever say it again.
Do you think that you've done a good enough job coming around to his side that you have patched up any wounds that you caused with Mason?
If I have, great. If not, I'll live with that.
If he saw you out and about with his O-lineman brethren,
yeah.
Do you think he'd be like, Pony, let's let bygones be bygones? Or do you think it'd be, get out of my face?
I don't know. If either reaction I'm cool with because
That comes with the territory.
Yeah, I mean, I called him mediocre Mason.
But yes, what shot would you get Mason just predicting what he likes?
Well, my go-to shot in those situations before games, because I think it's, again, you Black Velvet's an extreme, but I thought was a real good test of character was the Wild Turkey shot.
You do a
shot of Wild Turkey, and like you can feel it go through your body, and you get that for a second.
Yeah, it courses through your lungs.
And I like that feeling right before a game. It's kind of like my version of smelling salts.
You like Fireball is a popular one. And
How about those party buckets
of Fireball now?
Yeah.
What about the old classic black and gold shot, Jägermeister and Goldschlager?
Oh,
Mr. I can handle Wild Turkey, but a little black and gold shot's too much.
I just hate the Jägermeister taste, man.
I'm actually on Pony's side.
It just grosses me out to no end.
Did you guys, Donnie, when you were in school, did you do all like the bomb shots, your Vegas bombs, your great bombs?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you want to talk about, take me back to Penn State.
Are bombs still popular?
Take me back to Penn State where you could get those little plastic cups. They'd fill them about this yay high for the YouTube crowd. And you were just going wild on cherry bombs, grape bombs, Vegas bombs.
Vegas bombs were definitely big. Something I thought was weird. This was one of my buddy's bachelor parties from like 2 or 3 years ago. We were in Atlantic City. We ordered Vegas bombs and the guy like thought we were pranking him. He's like, I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Insane. Somebody, George Michael, apparently haunting our YouTube comments, says, Rumpelmann's, Jaeger, and Goldschlager combined equals pain. We did a neighborhood bar crawl this week.
Yeah.
And it was just every house had a different theme. And one of the houses, my neighbors came up with a theme of, we're going to make it like it's a college frat party, like a rush.
I like it.
They had an ice luge. And one of the, several of the neighbors on the street were are pregnant, so they weren't like, obviously weren't drinking. The one of the pregnant neighbors would just call people up and surprise. Sometimes you'd get like a nice little pre-mixed, like easy to take shot. No, I got up there, Rumpelmann's straight to the face, like an airplane sized bottle of Rumpelmann's.
Look at Malzy.
She starts cackling at me like, you didn't see that coming, did you? Felt like I was at a sticky
floor.
What
a neighborhood, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have a, you want to talk about camaraderie. You go to Malzy's neighborhood and it's just, it's like cheers.
Donnie, it really is, man. We had a hot dog roller and a popcorn machine because our theme was take me out to the ball game.
Damn. All right.
You don't know what to say.
I don't.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That music means it's time for PM Team Power Rankings, but it's a special PM Team Black and Gold Game Day version. By the way, football coaches out there, we're looking to come to your community each Saturday through our youth football showcased, special visits from members of our staff, Do you want the fan to visit your game? Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Steel City Shredding. Okay. Top five Steelers roster battles for tonight. I'll start. Number five for me, corner. What's going on with Beanie Bishop? Beanie Bishop played a lot in the first preseason game. There was good and bad. He'd make a tackle. He'd break up a pass. He'd also give up a bigger play. So there's a lot of feast famine there with him. Look, I mean, we know that Jalen Ramsey can play slot, but there's going to be a lot of times where he's at safety, and it looks like Saleh and Porter Jr. are just outside guys. Beanie Bishop and Brandon Echols, then, are the guys inside. I would say right now Echols has a leg up. He did give up a touchdown to Abuka in the last preseason game. So I'm not sure that competition is set in stone. I would favor Echols, but maybe Bishop, excuse me, can make a couple of big plays and open eyes like he did last year and keep a spot on the roster. So I do think he's one of the guys that if they cut, somebody will pick him up and he will be on a team's 53-man roster. Number four.
How about defensive line? What the hell is going to happen to DeMarvin Leal, a guy that they had very high hopes for? And I think...
Do you consider him a defensive lineman?
That's part of the problem.
Like,
because I don't.
They, I guess, have moved him to linebacker. To me, he's somebody that if they could ever figure out a spot for him, he could flash and show them something. They like the athletic ability so much that they would find a roster spot for him. But, I know they moved him to outside linebacker, but it's just like, I guess really this could be a category where I just say, is DeMarvin Leal going to make the team?
That,
is he going to look like?
That's literally what I have at number four. Leal make the team?
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I had. I you know what? I wrote DL. That's close enough to DeMarvin Leal.
I don't think he will.
Neither do I.
He needs like a monster performance.
I wrote outside linebacker at four for many of the same reasons, but I also would include he's not going to get cut. Sawyer has not really flashed for me since he made that first tackle.
Johnny the Barber
and
Barber
Lawrence
Football
in
Focus.
The opening game.
Yeah, he's gotten kind of blocked pretty straightforward by people. If we're being serious about this, he's just been blocked.
He's had a ton of pass rush opportunities, and he hasn't beaten his guy that much, Don.
That's the thing. I feel like when he got drafted, that was quickly kind of the critique of him. Like, okay, the Steelers have three guys that can rush the passer really well, but he really won't be one of them. Like, you almost have to hope that he can play the run with Herbig rushing the passer, because Herbig is outstanding at that, whereas his weakness is run defense.
I don't think it's out of the question that when Hayward retires, Sawyer ends up playing that spot and beefs
bulk
up a little
up.
Bit.
Yep. What do they have to put, about 30 pounds on him probably?
Give or take.
He's 260 or so. Cam plays at like 6'5", 295.
He's a big, big man.
No, I know, and but maybe, you still got to put 30-plus pounds on. That's a
maybe
lot.
Maybe he's a little bit of a tweener, too. Like Leal, but in the opposite direction.
Would you try
more
to...
defensive end than edge rusher.
I guess you wouldn't want him to down bulk, because, A, that can just be tough, and you already have a guy in Herbig that's way more speed.
Down bulk.
Like unbulk.
Yes.
Slim down.
Trim down.
Which, by the way,
this, yes.
Oh, I don't have that read today. That's weird.
No, you don't.
All right, Donnie, who's number three?
So I have wide receiver two here, and I have Roman Wilson with a question mark. But it does feel like, to me, they're going to make some sort of outside move. That may take some luster away from
what
this.
Do you make of the Alec Pierce trade block rumors? Would that tickle your fancy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I would make that move.
I'm getting roasted on Twitter for saying about Pierce, by the way, that he has a similar skill set to George Pickens.
Why?
I don't understand. Is it because I don't know?
You didn't say he's as good as George.
No,
Pickens.
I said he's similar skill set. They're both about
the
same exact size.
Yeah,
and they go downfield and make a lot of big catches.
What? 22.3 yards per catch.
George Pickens has more talent,
and
but they're very similar players.
Well, hold on a second, though.
But Alec Pierce is a lunch pail, high IQ, cerebral, deceptively fast.
First in,
first in, last out guy.
He's an exciting white.
He's a gritty. Yeah, he's a gritty
football
guy.
Football junkie.
Who else is an exciting white? Don't they? Cooper DeJean is like probably the leader of that pack.
Adam
right now.
Hooked on a Thielen.
Well, you know what people like to post whenever there's a story like this. What? That like sign in the store aisle that said premium crackers.
Oh, I thought you meant the one like at the fine wine and good spirits just say exciting white.
Yeah. No, but there's one that says premium crackers too. Anyways.
I agree.
Premium oyster crackers, the best cracker.
I agree with what Pomp said earlier. I don't think Robert Woods is making the team.
No, he's not. He was playing in the fourth quarter of the last game. I'm kind of surprised he didn't just ask to get cut after that game to see if he could latch on someplace else or just call it a career. He's been around for a while, dude. I didn't recognize him the first game. I said, who's this guy that just caught the ball in the flat for Mason Rudolph?
He made that like short little catch in the first game, and I don't know. Sometimes I just get like the little premonition. I watched him get up and jog off the field after that play because he got like subbed back out.
Yep.
He looked like 150 years old. He looked like a guy that was like, I don't know if I want to keep doing this. Like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon.
I've never seen any of the Lethal Weapon movies.
Good.
Am I missing anything?
Yeah, they're good. The first one's really good. I think the first two are really good. And then they kind of throw Jet Li in the mix eventually. But yeah, the first two are worth it for sure.
Jack, have you seen any of the Lethal Weapon movies?
No, I have not.
Have you seen any of the Godfather movies?
Also have not.
Have you seen the John Wick movies?
Yes.
Have you seen any of the Indiana Jones movies?
Yes, but it's been a while.
Have you seen any Star Wars?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other series we're missing? Any other big properties?
Have you seen any of the Karate Kid movies?
It's been a while, but yes, I think so.
It's been a while. What is this, a Stain
concert?
It's
been a while. That's a good song.
All right, number two for me, top five Steelers roster battles for tonight's game. I have third quarterback down. Now, I don't really think Skylar Thompson is going to make the team, but Fittipaldo has implied strongly that he thinks Thompson still can and beat out Howard, who can't play. Richie Walsh will join us next hour. We'll get his two cents as a guy that's been around the Steelers all training camp. If Thompson plays like he did in game one, can you flip him for a seventh? Still probably not.
I don't think so. I just don't. I think that's a hard sell, man. How many teams are that desperate?
But you did get something for Josh Dobbs back in the day. With Jacksonville.
I think it could actually be done, but it would probably require an injury this weekend. Like if a team that's already pretty bad at QB loses one, the Saints, the Colts.
The issue is so few teams carry three guys now. That's the problem. The Steelers are kind of an outlier in that they have three quarterbacks on their active roster. You know? Mm-hmm. Like the Jets right now have an injury to Tyrod Taylor. If they don't make a trade, they either need Taylor to get healthy or Adrian Martinez is going to be their backup quarterback. Maybe that's an opening.
I still think you're hoping. You're hoping somebody out there is desperate enough. But we're talking about a seventh round pick.
But I think they'd rather have a guy, even if it's a undrafted free agent who's been in camp for 2 months, than a guy like Skylar Thompson who has to learn a whole new offense.
Well, yeah, because
offense.
You would hope that your guy who's been in camp 2 months has enough of a head start. And Skylar Thompson's not somebody athletically who's going to have something that he brings to the table.
I guess the moral of the story for me on that, though, is I would have just much, much, much rather have watched Will Howard play in the preseason, and it sucks that we didn't get to see him.
Yeah, I know. You're bummed.
Not even for one play.
All right.
And I'm mad at Steelers media for saying that finger injury was no big deal.
Is it my turn for number
one
here?
Yes, number one.
Punter.
I have that written down one, too.
All three of us.
It's punter. Cam Johnson, Corliss Waitman.
Punt what a fest, battle baby. It's turned into.
I mean, was there ever any other option for this? Who cares about DeMarvin Leal? Let's see the boys punt.
Honestly, if it was fourth and inches, wouldn't you just punt anyways to give those guys more reps?
Listen, if I were Mike Tomlin and I were...
Just punt any chance you get in this game.
I'm
going to
be
away.
Dead serious about this. If I were Mike Tomlin and I were of the mind that this is a genuinely neck-and-neck competition, I would be calling crap plays on 3rd and 5.
Oh, that's nice. He's got no problem.
I was gonna say he doesn't have to
talk about really getting warmed up for week one.
He doesn't exactly have to break with his own traditions for that. I'd be calling bad plays on 3rd down to almost ensure that a punt was gonna come up. I would, and I think that's the most intriguing bet. You know what? We laugh about this. The way he likes to win football games.
Oh, no doubt.
Punting and kicking matters a lot for the Steelers. It matters a lot for every team, especially kicker. Punter matters too, because the coach is dead set on trying to win games the ugly, difficult way.
So the Steelers are one of only three teams that still have two punters on their roster. Every other team in the NFL, the other 29, have already trimmed down to one. They've already gotten rid of the backup. Isn't that interesting? Like, no other team just had like a entrenched punter and they're like, hey, let's just get somebody with a pulse in here to punt during the preseason and we'll let, you know, Torrey Taylor punt when we get to week one because these games don't matter. Everyone else has it decided except the Saints, Vikings, and Steelers.
Maybe they get a phone call if a starting punter goes down this weekend.
Or one of these teams that's having a punter competition like the Saints or Vikings, maybe they don't like either of them.
And then they say, we can't wait to get punter B from your contest. Donnie, got a lot of people. Jory Rand's Taint, George Michael.
He's a big fan of the show. He was a loyalist all the way through the
He is. Oh, JRT. Nice. Yeah, but there are people worried about you saying you look a little bit tired, dehydrated, just kind of wired, that you don't look healthy. But then there are other people pointing out it's probably that you just are running on low sleep because you work so hard. You pulled an Ernie Banks yesterday. So you've got people both worried about your health in the chat, but also defending your work ethic in the chat. Thoughts? Would you like to put them at ease?
I don't even know how to feel about that. I mean, I feel...
You look healthy as a horse to me.
Healthy.
You know what I think's doing
you dirty? I got a long weekend of sideline work coming my
you've
way.
Got,
you got five games in 2 days, man.
You're very poorly lit on the YouTube
screen.
Get
those electrolytes going.
That is true, too. Like, this camera gives a little bit of
it doesn't
of
flatter you
view.
At all.
Do you ever think you'll bring back the Donnie spiked hair era?
No. I'm actually...
An emphatic no.
Yeah, you kind of shut that bad boy down.
I'm actually upset I didn't go to the buzz cut look way earlier.
You don't know what a buzz cut is, pal. You got short hair. You don't have a buzz cut. This is a buzz cut right here.
That's bald.
I think you should bring back the flat top.
What if you had like Spike's hair from Little Giants just with the beard? Now that I brought that up, Donnie is a machine. Donnie, you look great. Donnie is looking good and is on top of his game.
Oh, he absolutely is.
Look at these people. They love you. You're no city the limits in champ. This crowd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.